not know that when the evil one comes and he hears your praise of me, says the Lord, that he draws to attention and says, maybe I don't want to be here. Do not sit and fret. Do not moan and complain. Do not allow yourselves to drop into despair, but lift your voice. Lift your voice and let the enemy hear you. Lift your voice and let the enemy be scattered. For they do not like the praises of the Almighty. They do not like to hear the worship of the King.
The things that I have done in your midst, the signs and wonders, the miracles that I have performed have not come because you have fleeced me. They have not come because you set out a test and said, Lord, I will believe if. No, all these signs, all these wonders, all these miracles came because you first believed. For faith is in you. My faith declares God. And because you acted on faith, I did all these things. Don't begin to think now, oh, I've seen a sign, I have faith. No, faith always comes first. Faith always precedes the miracle. The woman with the issue of blood, she came and she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. And she did what her faith led her to do, and she received total healing. The signs and wonders come because people believed. And the lesson is, if you will believe, the same signs and wonders will belong to you. For faith reaches into my realm, says the Lord. It reaches into my throne, into my very presence, and draws out my mercy and my power and my strength into your presence. For I've already made provision. It's already waiting for you, but it's waiting for someone to believe, to be firmly convinced that I will perform my word. And I will, says God. For my word is not just a loose thing that I say. It's not something that I just toss out randomly. But my word comes out of my essence. It comes out of who I am, says God. Therefore, my word is true, because there is no deception in me, says the Father. I am light. I am love. I am life. And faith taps into that. It taps into who I am. And that faith transforms the natural things around you, because you trust me. Not because you earn it, not because you deserve it, but it comes as an act of trust. For I do watch over my word to perform it for you, declares God. So believe. Release your faith this day. Not just for this moment, but release your faith to live by it, to guide you, to develop you, and you shall walk in realms that you used to laugh at. You will begin to receive things that you would watch it on TV and you say, well, how can that be? Oh, it's by faith. It's by faith. Others have reached different levels, and I'm not asking you to walk into their level. I'm asking you to walk into your level of believing in me for everything in life. because I will bring it to pass. I will bless you in it and with all those natural things you need if only you would believe. So believe. Release your faith. Trust me, says God. Trust my word. For I have made covenant with you, declares God. And that covenant cannot be nullified. Thank you, Lord.